ship. So he bought Britannicores, you know, for my dad to run, and my dad, you know, started to run it when he came out.
And what were they quarrying, aggregates or flags?
Well, they were quarrying flags and stuff as well, but they were sawing flags. You see, they weren't. I should imagine the actual flags. I can't remember any actual flags being quarried at Britannia at all.
Were they used for local, you know, buildings?
No. Most of the stuff that we, you know, some as I can remember, was London, Bath, Winchester, lots and lots of places.
So would they have been used for actual, you know, brickwork buildings?
No,
or the pavements?
They were paving. Curbstones mainly.
Right.
Not, I think, very little for building at that stage. I think, you know, the days of the building stone were gone then.
Yeah.
I think the days when quarrying around here for building stone were finished long before.
So if we go to Bath or London, we could be walking on there.
Yeah, Bath and London and Trafalgar Square. We did Trafalgar Square in the whole of it,
right.
Some of it in the 1960s.
Right.
And they were 5'6" squares. The 12 Trafalgar Square flags,
right.
4 inches thick.
Yeah.
And they were sawn at the sidings that face it,
yeah.
In the sawmills there, because that was the only saw that was big enough to do them.
When you say sawn, what exactly do you mean by sawn?
Do you know what the saws were like?
Yeah.
They were sawn on shop fed saws.
Yeah.
In fact, the saw that face it would saw a 12 foot by 6 foot block. And that's what the blocks were set to be, 12
right.
foot by 6 foot. So they couldn't be very thick because, you know, if they were too, the blocks, they couldn't handle them. They were too big for the cranes and the machine. You know, it was a 12 ton Durrett crane that they had up there. It had to the 90 foot jib, so it had a, you know, hell of a span, you know, in order to make these 5'6" squares. And then they would make two out of each slab then.
Right.
So they were put on the saw, stood up vertically on the saw, and the saws, I don't know how they started them off. They must have started them with raw shot. They were sawn with steel shot, and steel blades. It were just a plain steel blade, sort of probably, I don't know, 3/16 of an inch thick, perhaps something like that. As long as a saw would saw, so that to get a 12-foot block, they were probably 15-foot long.
Yeah,
the shot was mixed with. Presumably they mixed it with clay to start with when they started, but obviously, you know, because they'd been going on for years, they called it saw muck, and it was a residue that came off the flags with the shot with it. They used to pick it up with a little spade that was only like that sort of size with a long handle, and they could put it to the other end of the table from here to onto the top of the block, and then they sprinkled water on it. And the saw had a pendulum movement, so every time it came, it swung like a pendulum. So it came out of the cut, and that allowed the shot and the muck to get in, to be washed in by the water. And it was actually the shot that ground the stone away. And they would probably be on the saw for 2 days. Only inch and a half, they were sawing an inch and a half an hour, it was a lot. You know,
right.
to be able to saw through inch and a half an hour was a lot.